The most powerful man in the world was writing in a private journal he never intended anyone to read. Marcus Aurelius, Roman emperor, commander of legions, ruler of millions, composed his meditations in Koine Greek, the language of philosophy, while camped on the Germanic frontier during active military campaigns. He wasn't writing for posterity. He was writing to hold himself together. That detail matters, Abraham, because it tells you something immediately. This philosophy wasn't built in a comfortable study. It was stress-tested against plague, war, and the weight of an empire. Now, consider the scale of what Marcus faced. The Antonine Plague tore through the Roman Empire during his reign, killing an estimated 5 to 10 million people. Cities emptied, legions lost soldiers faster than they could be replaced, supply lines collapsed. And yet Marcus kept returning to the same core question, not how do I fix the world, but how do I fix my response to it? That distinction is the entire engine of Stoic philosophy. The French philosopher Pierre Hadot, writing in the 20th century, gave this idea its most memorable name, the inner citadel. Hadot used that phrase to describe Marcus's conviction that the soul is an impenetrable fortress of reason. External events can batter the walls. They cannot breach them unless you open the gate yourself. Think of it this way. Suppose a colleague publicly criticizes your work in a meeting. The words land. Your face flushes. Your heart rate spikes. Now here's the Stoic question. Did the criticism hurt you, or did your judgment about the criticism hurt you? The Stoics argued it was always the second. Epictetus, the freed slave whose teachings shaped Marcus deeply, put it plainly, "It is not things that disturb us, but our opinions about things." Marcus absorbed this and built it into a daily practice. He called it stripping the label. When something bad happens, you remove the emotional tag you've attached to it and look at the raw event. A fire destroyed a building. That's the fact. This is a catastrophe. That's the judgment. The judgment is yours. And because it's yours, Abraham, you can change it. The key idea here is what Stoics called the dichotomy of control. Some things are up to us. Our judgments, our intentions, our responses, everything else, reputation, outcomes, other people's behavior, the plague, is not up to us. That means true power isn't control over the world. It's control over your inner life. Marcus didn't pretend this was easy. His journals are full of frustration, grief, and self-correction. He wrote reminders to himself the way an athlete runs drills. Not because the skill is automatic, but because it has to become automatic. The practice was the point. Every morning, he would rehearse the day's likely difficulties. Every evening, he would audit his responses. He was building something deliberately, one entry at a time. The takeaway is this: freedom and tranquility are not things the world grants you. They are things you construct from the inside out. Remember, external events are neutral until your mind assigns them meaning. The inner citadel is not a metaphor for detachment or coldness. It's a metaphor for sovereignty, the kind of sovereignty that no plague, no political crisis, and no hostile crowd can strip from you. Marcus Aurelius ruled one of history's most powerful empires, and he understood that the hardest territory to govern was the 6 inches between stimulus and response. That's where your real work is, Abraham, not out there, in here.